Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Carry On and Rise Above by Lindsay Larkham, United Kingdom. He wasn't a celebrity who did good work for charity or humanitarian organizations, laudable though they are. He was my senior music teacher in the late 60s and early 70s when I attended school in Essex, UK, outside of London. Mr. Harworth had a very bad cleft palate, and when he was born in the 1920s, the corrective surgery we now take for granted wasn't available. As a result, his speech was badly affected. Did this impact his teaching, with children constantly asking him to repeat things and mocking him behind his back? Not at all. His love of music and energetic baton work enthused everyone he taught. The orchestra tried not to giggle whilst following his expressive direction. He encouraged even the most non-musical of students. His love of music was so infectious, he got many pupils to join the choir, band, and orchestra, though they would never have thought of joining on their own. He showed by example the best way to overcome a handicap: carry on regardless and rise above it. He had trouble remembering people's names, so if he didn't know your name, he had a solution. He called all the boys Archibald and all the girls Alice. It made for hilarious lessons when he shouted, "Archibald, pay attention," with his pronounced lisp, even though the child in question had no idea the remark was aimed at him. Once we rehearsed for a school concert on a stage made of hollow, movable blocks, a school staple in the UK. There were a lot of solo acts and choir performances in between the orchestral and band pieces, so there was a lot of pupil movement on the temporary stage. Mr. Howarth was insistent that we didn't jump up and down on the blocks, as it could be dangerous. He was not a small man, and he made the mistake of demonstrating what we were not to do. One of his energetic jumps resulted in him going through the block up to his thighs in broken wood. Luckily, apart from abusing his dignity and probably his legs, he was unhurt. Mr. Howarth was so loved that when he retired in the 80s, after over 40 years of teaching, many former pupils returned for a surprise farewell concert in his honor. He was moved to tears when he realized he had affected so many generations of pupils. We played all his favorite pieces, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the house when we played Land of Hope and Glory, a rousing tune well known in the UK. I had many good teachers, but Mr. Howarth was head and shoulders above the rest and will always be an inspiration to me. I feel privileged to have known and been taught by him.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.